There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
And we got our man Rob Woodson, the Hall of Famer, joining us at the bottom of the hour. I guess we'll get into that Steelers debacle with him, Rob.
That was so bad. That was so bad, Chris. And I didn't think Pittsburgh had a chance. I know that it was, I don't know, close for the first half.
Right.
And then once
Kansas City didn't do three punts, interception.
Right. It just didn't look good, but I still thought once they break through, they'll be all right.
Honestly, Pittsburgh
doesn't have anything.
Pittsburgh this year, and Big Ben, we know, had a great career. We'll see him in his Hall of Fame induction. But Rob, it looked like, and this was what was going through my mind watching that game last night, they were kind of playing one-sided football. It was all defense.
Right.
Like, their offense can't do anything.
No.
Yeah, okay, they scored some touchdowns late. It's over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but those are that. That's all that mop-up work. You know that. That ain't no in the real scheme of the game.
Right. So it was like they're playing one-sided football. They got no chance of scoring with the offense. All right, We are brought to you by AutoZone because AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. Plus, they've got more than 5,600 locations nationally, folks. And because of that, they're here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, Rob, you and I talked. Obviously, we watched all the games. And there were a few that I was really intrigued by. I wanted to see Kansas City because you know they were my pick to win the Super Bowl. So I wanted to see what they looked like. But I thought it would be a rout, and it was. Tampa Bay, same thing. I picked them to get the Super Bowl. Didn't feel like Philadelphia was any sort of threat.
They can't score, Chris.
They're similar, right, to Pittsburgh. All they do is run.
All they do is run the football, and it's not good. Jalen Hurts, I'm telling you, if I'm an Eagles fan or I'm the organization, Chris, I mean, he's a talented guy. He can do a lot of stuff, but I don't know if – how could – are you going to win a Super Bowl with him at quarterback?
His ceiling, Rob, I don't even know if he could get here. I think I'm being generous. His ceiling is probably Dak Prescott.
I don't even know if he could get there.
I don't
there.
Think he can throw like Dak. Yeah,
no.
He probably can't even throw like Dak. So, but I'm a big intangibles guy. I do think Jalen has them. I do think Dak has them. But you also need the physical skills and abilities, too, to win big.
And if you're one-dimensional, Chris, you know, like, it's even like Lamar even developed the throw. You just can't run or just can't throw on every down. I mean, right. You know what I mean? Like, you can't play like that.
If even Lamar has to throw, Rob.
Right.
Come on. I mean, as good as Jalen is with the run game, he's not close to what Lamar Jackson is.
And then when he throws it, he threw two picks. You know, like.
Right, right.
That was a bad game. It just was.
One of the games, obviously the Dallas-San Fran game was a good one, and we were looking forward to that. Cincinnati-Vegas was pretty good. I think Cincinnati, you know, looked good, and they're going to be tough to handle. But the game another game I was really looking forward to and thought would be good, Rob, I thought Buffalo was going to beat New England, but I thought it'd be by 3 points. And we picked, in our picks, I picked New England to lose but cover. And obviously they got blasted. Bill Belichick, Rob, it was his worst ever game as a coach in the playoffs.
The Bills scored on their first seven possessions.
Well, every single possession, right? Other than when they, you know, knelt down to end the game. That's never happened. They never punted, obviously.
I saw a game like that against New Orleans played Detroit. And the Saints did that to the Lions at Ford Field.
Was it a playoff game?
No, not in the playoffs. Just a regular season game. But they scored on every possession, Chris. And they were in the red zone, and they kneeled down in the red zone. They could have scored again if they wanted to. They just kneeled down.
Unbelievable. But Josh Allen, Robin, we know he's a bit up and down. And obviously some other quarterbacks have certainly had great games against Belichick in the playoffs. But Josh Allen owns the Patriots. He owns them. Rob, in the last 2 years, since he became an elite quarterback, in the last 2 years, they played five times. They've won. Buffalo's won four of them. In the last four games, they've obviously won three of them. And Josh threw for 300-plus yards in three of those games, including Saturday. And he threw for 12 touchdowns, no picks in those three games, Rob. He had five on Saturday. And the one game that Belichick and the Patriots stopped him in was the windstorm.
Right.
Right.
When they ran the ball and only threw two passes the entire game,
right.
Three passes.
The elements were a big factor in that. So it's going to be interesting going forward what New England does to beat Josh Allen. I like Mac Jones. I think he's a good, you know, he had a really good season for a rookie quarterback. I think he's a game manager. Can he progress beyond that? We'll have to see. But I think he's going to have to. I don't think just being a game manager is going to be enough, Rob, when you got Josh Allen in that division. And that's not even to mention the other great quarterbacks, young quarterbacks in the AFC.
Yeah, I agree. I think people went crazy and gaga when they won those seven games in a row.
Right.
And they were crowning them.
Super Bowl.
and who was it? Edelman just threw away $100,000. Like, seriously, Chris. Like, he really thought
of that to me, man.
Dude, are you, like, you seriously? Like, can you imagine plopping down 100 because you bought into the hype? You've been sold a bill of goods. You really thought, Chris, the history is no rookie quarterback's ever gotten to the Super Bowl.
Right.
So right there is a bad bet. It's a bad bet unless if I bet $100,000, I'm going to get $1 million. You know what I mean? Like, I'd have to get something so gigantic for me to make that kind of, I don't know what the payout was,
well,
but to bet $100,000, Rob G, try to find out what the odds were, what his payout would have been.
But
you know what I'm saying, Chris. I thought it was overdone, overcooked. I knew Buffalo. Remember I told you going into the playoffs in the AFC.
That's your pick, right?
That's my pick. Because I picked the Ravens. They obviously didn't make the playoffs, but I picked the Bills. And I said they had an up-and-down season. They were great early on. You remember the big win at Kansas City, Chris? They kicked the Chiefs' butt there, and I was like, wow, okay. Then they fell off, and they couldn't score a touchdown against Jacksonville. I mean, that was the low.
Right.
It was that bad.
Right.
But they have all the weapons. They got some experience. They were in the postseason last year. They can do some damage, and we saw now they're going to score every – now they're playing the Chiefs. All I'm gonna tell you
that's
is take the
game,
take
man.
The over, Chris. I'm running to Vegas with the over. I mean, with
I
those
agree.
Two teams, come on, man.
I think it's gonna be a high scoring game, and you know they both have really good defenses, but I think Rob, it's gonna be a great game. And you know, obviously, I got the Chiefs, you got the Bills, but it's gonna be a barn. I'm a little worried as a Chiefs guy. You know what I mean? As
no,
a guy
right.
To pick them. I mean, I'm concerned because Buffalo. If Buffalo brings its A game, that's when it's going to be tough. If they, you know, sometimes, like you said, they lost to Jacksonville.
Right.
Sometimes they just don't show up. But I think they've matured. I think they've learned some lessons from the regular season. And obviously, you know, they got over a huge mental hurdle, not only by beating Belichick, Rob.
But the way they did it.
Right.
See, I agree with you.
Defensive genius.
I think you feel really good and confident. You can't stop us. We got that kind of offense.
Right.
We're not afraid of anything. And Bill Belichick's always had a history of these great defenses, you know, our top five defenses.
Yep.
And Kansas City, you know, really wasn't tested that much. With the Steelers, so this is a big game. I mean, this is one of those games. I don't know what the line is yet, Chris. Did you see it? Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
Rob G, we need the line on that. And what's the over under? Because I'm guessing it's got to be 53 or 55 as the over under number, somewhere around there.
Yeah,
got to
yeah.
be high.
Well, one thing about this weekend, and I mentioned some of the blowouts, Rob. There were two really good games, and then three blowouts. You didn't like it. You don't like the addition of that seventh team.
No.
You feel like this weekend was
Exhibit A.
Your argument, I guess.
Exhibit A, Chris. And, you know, I got into it on Twitter with a couple of people, and some people are just like, well, NFL game, I don't care. As long as there's another football game on, I don't buy that. I really want to see some good games, Chris. I don't want to see non-competitive, unwatchable football. And to me, it felt like the Eagles didn't belong, right, in the playoffs. And it felt like Pittsburgh didn't belong in the playoffs. That's what it felt like to me. And those are the seven, those are the teams that you put in there because the league wants more playoff money and more TV revenue and all that. And I just hope the NFL doesn't get to that point where it messes with the integrity. And I mean by putting in fodder and teams that just can't compete with the good upper echelon teams. And that's what it felt like. Three of the five games shouldn't have been horrendous blowouts, Chris. That's not the playoffs.
Right. I mean, the Buffalo-New England game was a stunner. Nobody really expected that.
Oh, I was right. The over-under is 55.
55? Yeah, yeah.
And Kansas City minus 2.5. Okay.
Okay, they're favored by 2.
2.5.
I like the addition, but more so for what it did to the regular season. That last weekend, right? A lot of times that last weekend doesn't mean anything, right? It was great this year. I mean, and not only because we obviously had the Rams – was it the Rams-Niners game? No, not the Rams. Well, we had the Chargers and the Raiders, which was a great game. And then was it the Rams and the Niners, right? The Niners had to win that game to get in. So you, but beyond those great games, Rob, you had other stuff happening. Like when Indianapolis lost to Jacksonville, it was like the implications of that for other teams. You know, so I thought the seven teams was good because it just made the last weekend so incredible and dramatic. But I think what the NFL may do, Robin, look, it, at the end of the day, it's all about money. So if they're making money, it might not matter.
No, they're not going to change anything. You know right. that, right?
But we've seen, Rob, in fact, we always talk about Eli Manning, you know, and they're winning the Super Bowl. They didn't they win both of those as wild cards?
Yeah.
I think, right? So we've seen wild cards. I think when Aaron Rodgers won his Super Bowl, I think they were a wild card. If
I'm no, they didn't win. Yeah, I don't think they won the division. I don't think so.
They were a wild card.
But there's a difference between being a I don't have a problem with the wild card. I just think the seventh team.
Why are you that sixth team? Are you that
sixth team? Yeah, like I thought there was nothing broken with that, Chris. These two teams just didn't feel like they belong. Like Pittsburgh tied Detroit. They were what was their record? You know, like it was like barely 500 or one game over 500. That's not
Which
a playoff
is not
team.
Unusual.
To me.
You see teams getting to play sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, we remember. We
Did
saw
you think
Seattle
those were playoff teams though? I'm just asking.
Yeah, I mean, just because they made the play, like this is the new
I didn't mean it like that.
Well, here's what I was gonna say. I think if over the next 5 years, Rob. 90% of these 2-7 matchups are routes, then I think the NFL has to rethink it. And again, they might not if it's making money.
Right.
But my point with the wild card teams winning Super Bowls is that proves, okay, you can have a 5th, 6th team in the playoffs. That's okay, right? Because they're deserving, and sometimes they win.
I don't have a problem with the wild card.
If that 7th team can't ever even be competitive, right? Then what's the point?
Well, that's what I'm saying is like that's the feeling I got this weekend, and I was bummed out.
This year it was like that.
Yeah, it was like that, and we'll
but
see, like you say, going forward.
We'll see, right.
But it was a killer for me because I wanted to watch some good football, and instead I'm flipping around for a Golden Girls marathon. I mean, that's just – Chris was even flipping around for a Golden Girls marathon.
That's the easiest thing to find in the world, I'm sure.
Yes.
Did you find it?
I found it.
All right, 877.
Hey, on this today is Betty White's would have been her 100th birthday today, Chris.
Really? Really?
Yeah. Today would have been her 100th
so
birthday.
So she died at 99?
At 99 on New Year's Eve, yep.
Wow. Hey, we all should be so lucky. Right?
99 and she was still working. Exactly. Exactly.
Yep. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Did the slew of blowouts over the weekend prove that expanding the playoffs to 7 teams was a bad idea? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mic check. Hey. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever get your podcast from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it is the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Real credit card questions require real people. You know, folks that understand your issues and work to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives who are available 24-7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Is seven teams in the playoffs a bad idea? and were the blowouts this weekend Exhibit A?
All right, let's kick it off with Andrew in Austin, Texas. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Andrew?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man?
So, obviously, I want competitive playoff football, too, but I wonder if there's a trade-off in that up until this year, six teams make the playoffs, top two get a bye, and then this year, seven teams make the playoffs, and the number two seed has to play a game. So even though this year was underwhelming games against Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, at least the second seed had to play a game instead of getting a week off.
So you just don't think, you don't think a second seeded team deserved a week off, basically, what you're saying?
Well, that might be the trade-off, is that they don't get a free week. They have to play a game, even if it's against an underwhelming team.
Yeah,
that's the trade-off.
Yeah, I just want some competitive games to watch. Right.
Yeah. Do you know what, though, Rob? The difference is a guy on a second seeded team could get hurt.
Yeah, that's true.
Which nobody wants, right?
No, but it's football. It can happen.
Right.
Tim in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tim?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
How you?
What's up,
good, man?
How's he? He laying on his couch, toes up, pillow behind his head.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm chilling. Hey, what's up? I'm kind of going to give them a pass a little bit this year because maybe like COVID, because there were some teams that, you know, maybe they lost some games because they didn't have players playing, and maybe some other teams may have been in the playoffs this year had it not been for some of the COVID protocols. So maybe in like a regular year, see how it pans out, and maybe some teams like the Ravens or the Vikings get in the playoffs and maybe they give better games. So I'll give them a pass this year.
That's not a bad point, Rob. That's not a bad, because there are teams we thought were better than Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, right? That didn't make the playoffs.
I get that point, but there's a chance that bad teams get in. That's the problem. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't have that, Chris, then you're right. Those other teams might not be in, but they're way more deserving than the teams that did get in.
I want to watch it because I do, and again, maybe money would stop him from doing this, but if it's every year for the next 5 years, that seventh seed is getting blown away or, you know, 90% of the time, then what's the point? And hopefully they will revisit it, but I'll watch it.
Right. No doubt. All right. Let's go to Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Andre?
What's going on? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, Rob, you had to change the channel over to Golden Girls. Google, they did a nice thing today. If you Google Betty White's name, they had a nice shout-out. You know, so I think that you'll appreciate that. And obviously, when you're watching the Patriots game and the Eagles game, they were so one-sided, you know, you had to change the channel. For me, it's twofold. The other games were somewhat competitive. Pittsburgh hung around with KC into the second quarter, and then, you know, KC, you know, made
that's
their run
somewhat competitive.
I mean, Andre, I hear you. You're trying to sugarcoat it, but let's be honest.
Minutes. Okay.
They got blown. Like, there were three games that were unwatchable after Kansas City started scoring. You got to admit that.
Okay. So, yes, a point taken there. But to me, the economic argument is Roger Goodell has made it clear.
No,
the
we
NFL
got it.
Needs to get, yes, they got to get to the $25 billion valuation. They're at 16. And so he's doing what he needs to do. Okay, for competitive balance, I'll take that argument, but it also gives those teams, those franchises, some life later on in the season. The NBA is trying to do that in terms of parity, and so I have no problem with it. You know, you have
– Well, that's what I said, Andre. I thought it was great for the regular season. We'll see if it, you know, remains
bad. Yeah, I mean, hey, you guys want to watch, you'll be watching the USFL when it kicks off in February or whenever, but I won't be watching, and I won't be watching bad football. All I'm saying is I turn off bad football. I do. I'm not even kidding you. If a game is a blowout, I turn it off.
I still like watching. I can watch. You know, I wanted to see what Mahomes did, what Allen did. But, I, you know, like I said, I liked it for the regular season, not so much the playoffs. We'll see going forward what it's like. We'll ask Rod Woodson, the Hall of Famer, who joins us next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
That's right. He's a Hall of Famer. Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, our man Rod Woodson. What's up, brother? How
are
you?
What up, Rod?
What's up, my brothers from another mother?
Great to have you on, man, as always. Let's get right to it. Rob and I were just talking about the addition of the seventh team to the playoffs. And obviously it didn't go well for either of them. The Eagles got blown out, as did the, who was the AFC? Steelers. Got blown out.
Your Steelers.
I thought the seventh team was great for the regular season because, you know, that last Sunday was just awesome with all the drama. But obviously it didn't work out in the first, you know, this is the first year.
They don't belong, Rob.
They got blasted. Rob doesn't think they think it works out at all and wish they'd change it. Where are you at on it, a 17?
Listen, the NFL is in it to make money, yes? So more regular season games, 17. You got more playoff teams, 17. You got more viewing eyes on TV. You got the first Monday night playoff game in the history in the National Football League tonight. We're watching it. Everybody's watching it around the globe. So it's about making money. It's not about making sense to us. You know, I don't think that it's going to be a bad thing overall. Most of the teams that are going to get in are going to have winning records. Not like before where we've had losing records before. Right. And I don't think that's going to happen anymore. I think most teams that are going to get in are going to have winning records. And I think it'll even itself out. I mean, the Steelers, everything has kind of fell their way. Right. And they got in and glad for Ben that he went out that way, even though, you know, it was a playoff loss, but he still got to the postseason. Right. You know, the Eagles, they played the best football down the backstretch. They didn't really play anybody.
I was going to say, that's how they got in.
But they still won. You know, so you play who you play. And, you know, every time they played a good team, they got beat. Yep. And they got beat by the Bucks. So, you know, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think overall it's going to be pretty good going down the road. I think those 17 seed teams in the future might be a little bit better.
How about the Cowboys and what the debacle that was? I mean, is a team every year, you know, Rod, oh, yeah, they got all the pieces. Oh, you don't want to see the Cowboys this year. They're going to be a tough out. And they fizzled, and they were bad yesterday. Undisciplined, all the penalties. Dak Prescott with the draw play to run out the clock. I mean, what did you think about the Cowboys and their performance yesterday?
Well, I can just say that, you know, penalties, you know, overall coaches, you know, don't teach guys getting penalized, right? So, obviously, that's something they definitely got to work on moving forward.
Put that on the coach so much?
Yes, I do put it on them because they got to overemphasize it. And because it came back to bite them in the butt, right? And some penalties, you know, if you just get beat physically and you tackle a guy because he's going after your quarterback, you know, sometimes that's acceptable. But, you know, pre-snap penalties are unacceptable any time of the year, especially the playoffs. And then you go down to 14 seconds and you go, you know, because the 14-second window, you can normally get a playoff and clock it within like a 12 to 14-second window, but it got to be like a 10-yard play. Once you go past 10 yards.
He ran 17.
You're really cutting it close, and he cut it too close. And on top of that, he didn't hand the ball to the ref. The ref had to spot the ball, game over.
And they're criticizing the ref who's trying to knock players over to get to the ball or give them a chance.
He had to even get to the ball.
Every player knows, and I've never played offense. Well, I played a couple snaps of offense in my time in the NFL. But, you know, everybody knows. At the end of the game, when you have no timeouts and you're down on the clock, you hand that ball to the ref. 2-minute situation, you always hand the ball to the ref so he can get it back to spot the ball faster than normal. Everybody knows that. I have a problem with the play call because you say it's a quarterback draw. You got to tell Dak, you can't go. You got to get 10 to 12 slide and then hand the ball to the ref.
Yep.
Obviously, that was not communicated to Dak, and you know, obviously the game was over.
So, Rob, where are you at on Mike McCarthy? Stephen Jones said he's very likely to be back. He's confident he'll be back. Some people think he should be fired. Where are you at on that?
Yeah, I'm not going to say firing. He needs to work on his clock management.
After 25 years of coaching?
He's a long-time coach. That's what I was going to say. He's a long-time
right.
coach. You know?
Some dudes are bad at that. Andy Reid, you know, and some guys, it just isn't their thing, but that can hurt your team.
It does hurt your team. But you know what I would tell him is that he knows he's not good at it. So somebody else should be Delicate. In his ear talking to him, helping him out. And is it Dan Quinn? You know, somebody has to be helping him. But, you know, I just think somebody needs to be there in his pocket telling him, man, we need to call timeout. This should be – they got analytics for everything. He needed to get one guy just for analytics for timeouts and clock management.
Yeah, I feel you.
What'd you make of the Bills? That's my pick in the AFC. They stumbled in the middle of the year. They even got remember, they couldn't even get a touchdown against Jacksonville. They lost some games. You couldn't believe they lost. But they put it on Bill Belichick and his defense. What did you make of the Bills, and how strong are they going forward?
Man, I tell you what, if Leslie Frazier doesn't get a real opportunity to be a head coach again in the National Football League, it's a travesty. I'm just going to say that.
Because he was the Vikings. He did a nice job, right, a couple years?
He did a nice job. And, I mean, under the circumstances up there, right?
Right.
But I just think, you know, first of all, minority coaches, normally head coaches, never get a second chance in the National Football League. They get one, they're done, they're out.
Usually.
You know, it's very, very, very rare that they get second chances. So yeah. I would hope his performance for his defense throughout this year, even last year, and even though they're giving a lot of credit to Sean McDermott because he's the head coach and he's the defensive guy, Leslie, the D.C.,
right.
He should get the credit. And I right. think Sean should get credit for the overall team. Because they got a good football team. It's going to be a hard out to whoever is going to play these guys.
They play outstanding football.
Right. So
30
this,
seconds.
You know,
and, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And they put it on the Chiefs last time they played them. So, you know, I think it won't be a blowout like that. It's going to be a good game. And I think we're going to see some big plays come next week.
If you can tell us in 30 seconds, who do you like in Chiefs-Bills? And then 49ers-Packers, because I think that's a good game, too.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, that 49ers-Packers game is going to be a really good game. You know, if the 49ers can go out and be physical again and run the football, they're going to be a tough out because they got a solid defense. These guys have been good for, 4 years in a row now?
Right.
You know, 5 years in a row, something like that. They've been a good defense.
That's going to be a good game.
I still give it to Green Bay, and then I still believe Kansas City can win at home. I'm going to take the home teams.
Okay.
All right, that's the Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it, Rod Woodson. We appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you, my brothers.
All right, brother. And Rob, the L.A. Rams, Odell Beckham Jr. just caught the go-ahead touchdown pass, 7-0. Man, this is just making Baker Mayfield look worse and worse. I mean, Beckham is becoming a real weapon for them. I mean, great catch. He's been looking great with them. So Rams are up 6-0. We'll see. They get the extra point and go up. But we got more of the Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover Card matches all the cash back that you earn at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. Rob, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Obviously, a man we both respect greatly and are thankful for, as should all Americans be. I always say, Rob, he didn't just don't ever get it twisted that, oh, he just helped Black Americans. No, he helped all Americans. No, not just Americans of color, but all Americans, white Americans, too. The behavior that was being exhibited toward Black people in particular, other people of color as well, was hellish. And Martin Luther King taught against that and taught people to behave better. And so he helped not just Blacks. He helped whites and many other people as well. But Rob, why don't you share some thoughts and then I'll share a few more thoughts on.
Yeah, I mean, Martin Luther King Jr. is talk about the ultimate sacrifice, going against the norm or the standard or whatever, and not being willing to accept it. And I think that's what people need to learn. Like, things don't always go your way, but if you believe in what's right, you know, I think people to this day, man, too many people conform, Chris, look the other way, and aren't willing to fight for what's right. I'm serious. I believe in that. And when people are mistreated or not taken care of or not treated right, you got to say something. Good people. I always say the only people worse than the people, Chris, doing bad stuff to people are the good people who are silent, who don't say anything. That's how you change society. The good people say, no, this is not right. We can't have this. We're not going to allow it. Our life is good, so we're going to ignore what's happening to the other people. No, that's not what good people do. So, you know, obviously he has a special place in my heart, and his ultimate sacrifice was his life. So I'm glad
that
we have this day.
That is the ultimate sacrifice.
It is. Absolutely.
He could have easily just been a safe middle-class preacher.
Yep.
You know, had a nice little life, might still be living today. But he gave his life for other people, including us. But I'm going to talk about it, Rob, from a sports perspective, since that's what we do. And, you know, Dr. King really fought for a true meritocracy, right? Where people could make gains and, you know, benefit in life and progress in life and do what they wish based on their merit, not the color of their skin. And back then, of course, if you were African-American, then you could only go so far. And that wasn't very far at all before Dr. King came and got the laws changed. And in sports, you know, when you look at on the field, that's about the closest thing to a true meritocracy you see in America. Even that has been tainted. I mean, even now you're just starting, you know, the last, 10 years to see anybody be able to compete for quarterback, regardless of your skin color, right? If you're the best quarterback, black, white, whatever, you can play the position. But sports, I agree, Rob, on the field, it is the closest thing to a meritocracy, but it's not overall a meritocracy yet. And that is mainly not one of those in the front offices and in the coaching staffs. And that's why you do see so few African-Americans. It's not because there aren't many deserving African-Americans out there to be coached. Right now, you got one black head coach in the NFL. Now, you'll probably get one or two hired in these 6 or 7 jobs that are available. But that'll still only be 3 in a league of 32 teams. And the problem with the front offices, Rob, and the coaching staffs not being meritocracy is that on the field, everything is objective, right? It's clear who's faster, who's better, who's stronger, who can throw it better, all of that. So you can't really judge that by skin color. You just got to, you're trying to win, you have to go with the best player regardless of color. In the front office, head coaches, right? It's subjective. There's
all
a lot
subjective.
Of people that can do it, and it's right. It's like, oh, I think this guy can do it. We don't know.
No.
And that's the problem with it. That's where you see the racism.
Because, Chris, all you got to do is say, oh, the other guy didn't answer the questions, or I didn't like his game plan. It's all subjective or arbitrary. We deal with it in our business as writers, Chris, and you know writing is very subjective.
Yes.
It's different from... he misspelled a word or grammar. That we all can be criticized for.
Right.
But
right.
Somebody could read my story, 100 people, and 90 say they like it, and 10 say they don't like it. And if it's the boss who runs the paper, then I'm out, or I'm not getting that job. Am I right?
Right. Right. No, it's very subjective. There's no doubt about it. And that's where the racism becomes a problem, when stuff is subjective. And so that's why on the fields, you see it, you know, it's a lot different than the rest of society, because the most of society is subjective to some degree. Who you know, even Rob, if you don't, even if you think the African-American candidate was good, he did a good job, you don't have to badmouth him, but I thought this guy was better, right? That's just subjective, though. The resumes are the same. Maybe the African-American's resume is even better. So we got a ways to go, but let's keep working. Keep it locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.